this morning. If you'll turn with me, I just had to give y'all that. It didn't cost you nothing for that. That was a freebie. It'd be hard to get it in, Brother JD, in 25 minutes. Yeah, I hear you say that. I'm hearing you say that, and then I get seeing faces. But my daughter cooked cinnamon rolls this morning, so I ain't hungry. Man, I'm glad to be here. They say there's only two things you got to do in life. And you know them. Pay taxes and die. But I agree with paying the taxes. That they you do have to do that. And I agree you may have to die a physical death. You may not, but you may. I don't know. The Lord may come back. He may not tarry. But there is another death that I know that you don't have to experience, and that's a spiritual death. And this morning I want to preach, and when you leave here, it be directly what you can get it and not misunderstood. And I want to preach on eternal life. Eternal life is not a bad word. It's a Bible word. Eternal life is not heresy. It's not false doctrine. It's not none of them things. It's a Bible word. I don't believe in eternal life, preacher. Well, you're against the Bible. The Bible teaches it and the Bible preaches that we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Not in nothing that I do, not in my works, not in my righteousness. None of that. Eternal life this morning. And as I got here this week, I just want to stop here in 1 John. If you'll be turning there, chapter number 5 and verse number 10, we're going to read three verses. And I want to talk to you this morning about eternal life. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. Sister Molly, I put that puzzle piece right where it needs to be. I put Jesus right where He needs to be. Because of that, this morning, my home is in heaven. When I leave this walk of life, I don't have to wonder where I go or where I spend eternity. I will spend eternity in heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, 1 John chapter number 5. If there's ever been a hallelujah morning at Union Chapel, this ought to be it. Oh my goodness. Show you how strong Jesus is. He ain't no weak God. 1 John 5:10, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, eternal life. 1 John 5:10, the Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." Here's the record that God gave. "And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life." Not temporal. Not saved today, lost tomorrow. No. He gave to us eternal life. And this life, is in His Son. "And he hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know." That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Father, I thank you this morning that my life as it is right now is in your hands. Father, because the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my life. Lord, this morning as we preach and we study this text, I pray that it be expounded on in the right manner. I pray that you illuminate our minds and loosen my tongue, that the Holy Ghost would speak exactly what needs to be said. And Lord, I pray this morning for the one that's lost, that they come to an old-timey altar and they give their life to you this morning, that they may have eternal life. To the one that is born again this morning, I rebuke Satan now in the name of Jesus. That sorry devil can't come against the bloodline, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would rebuke that spirit out of this place. Get it off that believer that knows that they're saved, know they're washed in the blood of Jesus, but oh, Satan keeps on binding them down and trying to put a stronghold against them. Oh, I pray this morning you rebuke that off every believer in this house. I pray this morning that spirit be gone from this place. And I pray this morning, Father, we'd see what it cost us to have eternal life. Oh, Father, I won't preach myself this morning, but I will preach Jesus. If you'll allow my tongue to speak, and if you'll allow my heart to give what you've given to me. Guard our mind and watch over us. In the name of Jesus, I ask and pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. If you've ever dealt with the doubt of not being saved, but you know that you've asked Jesus into your life, this sermon's for you this morning. I want to get this morning. The Word of God here as we come, it teaches that God has given to every believer that believes on the Son of God, He has given them eternal life. Not temporal life, but eternal life. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I am come. You know when He said, I am come, do you remember over there when Moses seen the burning bush and He called Moses out and Moses said, who do I say sent me? And he said, you tell him I am that I am. Amen? Hey, you tell him that I am that I am. If old Satan wants to get you sideways this morning and he wants to tell you that the blood of Jesus ain't enough, you just tell him I've been saved by I am that I am. Amen? And this morning he says, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And as we look at the text this morning, I want to look at four things that eternal life is this morning in a believer's life. Number one this morning, if you'll look with me in verse number 11, eternal life is everlasting this morning. If you're going to have eternal life, that is everlasting life. That's everlasting life through the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. The Bible says in verse number 11, and this is the record, or this is recorded, or this you can know. And I thank God this morning that it has been written down. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. This morning you say, how do you know that eternal life is everlasting? It's because God gave it to the believer. Amen? He said that God gave it. He gave this record about eternal life. He gave it to the believer. God not only gave it to the believer, but God gave it to us through Jesus Christ this morning. This morning I want you to know in John 3:36, the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. I love that in the Bible. It said that He hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I'm talking about the eternal life this morning is everlasting. Do you remember in the book of John chapter number 4? And Jesus said, I had needs to go through Samaria. And as He went through that place, and he come to that well, to Jacob's well, and He came to that place, and I thank God this morning that the well sat down on the well. Ain't you this morning? And He sat down, and that woman, she came, and Jesus said, hey, give me water to drink. And she said, what are you having any dealings with me? And you know what Jesus told her? He said, I've come to get a drink. And that woman said, you want something to drink? And she said, this well's deep, and you've got nothing to draw from. And they got in a conversation back and forth. And as Jesus started talking to her, He started talking to her about eternal life. He started talking to her about not the temporal but the eternal. And you know what He said in John 4:14? If you'll turn with me there this morning. In John 4:14, Jesus, when He's witnessed somebody about eternal life, He brings them here with water. And in John 4:14, I love this morning. I love what God said here. And when Jesus sat down, He done asked her, will you give me a drink? You may have come in this morning and you just need a drink from heaven. I got good news this morning. There's water available. Amen. Hey, I want you to know, if you ever drink of this water, you won't never be the same. Hey, it'll change your life. It'll fulfill that the thirst that you have deep down on the inside, because that water that we drink is everlasting. Amen. All he says this morning in John 4:14, here's Jesus talking. Here's what he told the woman at the well. He done told her everything about her, and he gets here, and look what he says. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. He said he'll never thirst for this water again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Friends, this morning I got good news to tell you. If you've been born again this morning, you have eternal life. You have that life on the inside of you. It's an overflowing well. It just keeps flowing up. Have you ever been over there to Beaverton and you seen that overflowing well? Hey, if they stopped it up, Brother J.D., it'd flow out somewhere else. Hey, if the church people tried to shut us up, hey, we'd preach somewhere else. Hey, this morning I want you to know it ain't me coming forth. There's a spring of well coming up inside of me, that everlasting water that lives deep down inside of me. I want you to know I can be tired, I can be weary, and I can be worn. And old Satan will tell me, you ain't no good, you're sorry. Hey, you don't deserve heaven, and everything he brings against me is right. I am sorry, I am no good, and I don't deserve heaven. But by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. Hey, that's the only way I'll get in, is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, he said this morning that eternal life John's talking about. He said that eternal life is everlasting. Everlasting will last forever. It'll last forever, folks. But I see something else. Let me give you this. He said, preacher, I can't hardly believe that. The Bible teaches this. This is how I know, because the Bible tells me so. He says in verse number 11, and this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. I see number one, it's eternal life is everlasting. Oh my goodness. But I see number two in verse number 11, eternal life is expensive. It ain't only everlasting, but eternal life is expensive. Eternal life ain't cost you nothing, but it cost somebody their life. And can I say to you this morning, that somebody was Jesus Christ. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Look in verse number 11. He says, and this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life. How did he give us that life? He gave us that life through Jesus Christ, through the blood of his only begotten Son. And he says this, and this life is in his Son. His life is in his Son. It cost a life that we may live. It cost somebody their life. It cost Jesus his life. You say, how do you know that, preacher? How do you know that eternal life? How do you know it cost somebody their life? Because the Bible says in Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23, for the wages of sin is death. If I'm going to have life, and I'm going to have it eternally, there must be somebody that paid my penalty. It must be somebody that took care of the Bible. You say, well, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, and I'm a sinner and I deserve death. I beg to differ this morning. He says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Hey, thank God this morning for that gift. Amen. He said, but the gift of God, I love this, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He didn't say we had temporal life. He didn't say you get saved tomorrow, and if you mess up or you don't do right, you'll be lost the next day. He doesn't say that in the book. He said he gives us eternal life. Hey, we have security in the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. He said it's eternal this morning. It's expensive. It cost Jesus his life. And I love this when he said this. He said, for the wages of sin is death. When God looked down, he knew there was a death penalty and somebody had to take care of that. And you say, preacher, who took care of it? I know I'm saved by the blood of Jesus, but if I do this, 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 I'm going to lose my salvation. Well, how did you get it? Oh, how did you get it? How did you get it? If it took blood to get it, what's it going to take to remove it? It's the blood of Jesus Christ that washes my sin away. It washes it away this morning. And folks, I want you to know, as your pastor, I stand on that this morning. Oh, glory to God, makes me happy. You got to know where I've been to understand what I'm talking about. You got to understand where I've been to understand what I'm talking about. Hey, it ain't nothing for me to mess up. I know I'm looking at a lot of good people that don't do hardly nothing wrong. I'm talking about y'all just live an upstanding life. I know that. Oh, man, I'm talking about goody two-shoes. Oh, do y'all say that over here? I feel like I'm at a visiting church this morning. But listen to me this morning. I know I mess up. Brother J.D., you ain't got to call me out. Brother Hagin, you ain't. I know I do. I know I do. You know why? Because Satan tells me. Every day of my life when I do something ain't right, he brings it right to my face. And he'll put me in that gutter. He'll stick me in that gutter. And until I get to that place in my life and I tell him, get behind me in the name of Jesus Christ, he won't get off my back. Hey, but it's expensive. That life that I have is everlasting, and it's expensive. For the wages of sin is death. He said, I know that I deserve death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I would hate to know that day that I bowed down at that altar and I asked Jesus to come into my life, and he told me it took the blood to save me, that I could get up and walk out them doors and mess up and lose it. I'd be miserable. I would be miserable this morning to be in that state in my life. You're living a miserable life if you're living it under your own works, under your own righteousness, under your own power. Because listen to me, there's going to come a day, and I hate to break it this way, T. There's going to come a day you're going to slip up. Let somebody cut you off in town. Let things grow up in your life and you don't get it under control. I got a bank at the house. It's probably an acre. When I was in my 30s, we'd eat that thing like you ain't never seen an hour. Yesterday morning, I got up. I told Brandy, I said, you get on lawn, I'm going to, well, there she is. She knew when to come out. I said, I'm going to clean that bank up. How long is it going to take you? I said, we'll go to town a little bit, take about an hour, and be done. I looked around, she had a bass sitting over there swinging the baby. I'm thinking, I took way too long. Told Brother Brent I wouldn't buy a battery for my lawnmower because I just jump it off. Tried to cut one place with that lawnmower with that bad battery, and it kept dying about four times. I said, how many times that lawnmower died? She said, since I've been out here, four. She said, where you going, preacher? As I got on that bank, and I got weed eating that bank, and it was heavy. Boy, I'm telling you, it was thick of grass, and I started going up through there. Usually, I weed eat it three times a year and keep it clean. But I said, I'm going to let it grow, and then I'll get it. I'm going to let it grow, and then I'll get it. What I was supposed to take care of back then, I done let get out of hand over here. What wouldn't have took me very long, took me a little bit longer to get it took care of. And God spoke to my life, and he said, that's exactly how a Christian life is. You get to that place in your life, if you're not careful, everything in your life will put it against your salvation. Everything you do will get you doubting your salvation. Everything you'll get, because you'll be looking at what you did and not what he did on the cross. You'll get looking at what you're doing and what you did and not what he did on the cross of Calvary. It's never been about what I did, about what you did. It's about what he did on the cross of Calvary. He said, number one, we see that eternal life is everlasting. Number two, Brother J.D., it's expensive. It costs. When I got on that bank, it cost me something. It cost me time. But not only that, it cost me sweat. Can I say to you this morning, when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary, it costed him not only time, it not only cost him blood, not only cost him sweat, not only cost him tears, but it costed him his life. Because something had grown up, and he had to cut it down. And this morning, I don't know what you're letting grow in your life, but he can cut it down this morning. He can take it right down to where it needs to be. And you say, preacher, why is that? Let me give you the third thing this morning I want to share with you in the text. I see not only that everlasting life is eternal, I see everlasting life is expensive, but I see in verse 13 that every eternal life, everlasting life, is evident in a believer's life. It's evident this morning. Look in verse 13. These things, John says, these things have I written unto you. You know how many people believe they can be saved today and lost tomorrow? You know how many people tell you can be saved today and lost tomorrow? That one that's watching you how you live your life. That one that judges you on by what they see you doing. John gets here and he says, I want you to know something this morning. Listen to me this morning. He said, I want you to know something. That you can have confidence in Jesus Christ. This morning, until you get to that place in your life that you got confidence in what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, you nor I will witness about him the way I should. Whew. These things have I written on you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. If it's evident, it's clear. It's clear. Writing's on the wall. Say, preacher, how is it evident? How do you know this? Number one, because the Bible's clear. The Bible says. Number two, the blood of Jesus Christ is the cleanser. And that makes the believer confident. Turn with me, if you will, to Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 6. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 6. I'm gonna show you this morning. Eternal life. Being confident. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you. Who begun that work inside of you? I want to ask you that this morning. Who began that work inside of you? Jesus Christ. What did you think about that this morning? Man, there's times I look down my old long nose at people. I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe you don't, but I do sometimes. I can't believe that would do that. I can't believe that. I got to remember, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ inside of me, I might be doing the same thing. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. He's going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I see not only his eternal life is everlasting, I see it's expensive. I see it's evident, it's clear. But I want to share with you this in closing, that eternal life is for everyone. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. When he died on that cross, he died for everyone. He didn't leave nobody out. He died for the sin of the world. Past, present, and future. He took care of it on the cross of Calvary. So how do you, that's hard to believe, preacher. It's hard, man, I don't know. I just read it. But I know where I used to be. And I know where I am now. And there's been a change in my life. You think people want... I've thought about this week. You think people want to die? No, they don't. You know how much money's probably spent on cosmetics to make us look good? I seen one of our shaking. I don't know neither. A lot. But I seen somebody the other day. I know I'm getting off subject, but I'm fixing to get to something good here in just a minute. Me and Brandy seen somebody the other day. Where's she at? Hannah Stidham. She's come to the house. And she says, y'all been married a long time, ain't you? I thought she was a very smart young lady. And I said, yeah, we've been married a pretty good long time. And she said, Brother BJ, ain't you 10 years older than Sister Brandy? I said, I looked at her, I'm thinking, what makes you think I'm 10 years older? You know, I'm 2 years older. And I said, why, no, I'm not 10 years older. I'm 2 years older. She's just took better care of herself than I have. When Hannah left, I said, who invited her? I want to know who invited her over to our house. Just tell me who invited her. Ain't nobody in this room wants to die. Nobody in this room wants to die. You don't want to. You don't want to. That's why you're here. That's why he gave your life to Jesus, so you wouldn't die. Well, I gave it because I love him. No, he loved you first. He loved you first. You didn't love him first. You didn't fall in love with him. Fall in love reading your Bible. Fell in love because you didn't do that. Bible says he loved you first. He set the plan before you ever thought about a plan. It's evident. It's clear that he's the one who does the saving, not me, not you. He does the saving. And I want this church to get a hold of this, that eternal life is through Christ Jesus. Through the blood. And it's for everyone. It's evident. It's clear. It's there. And it's for everyone. You're going to have to die. Born once, the old saying is, born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. So I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been born again? It's for everyone. I'm fixing to take you not to a Baptist verse. Does everybody understand? Hear me on this. I'm not taking you to a Baptist verse. I'm taking you to a Bible verse. Boy, don't you like that? I'm not taking you to a Baptist verse. I'm taking you to a Bible verse. that as your pastor this morning, I stand on it. I know me. I know me. And it's only by the grace of God I am who I am. And if you be honest this morning, you know you. We all dressed up pretty this morning, come to church, look real good. But it goes deeper than that. Preacher, how do you know you're going to heaven? I'm going to give it to you right here. Eternal life is for everyone. Turn with me to John chapter number 10, verse number 27. Eternal life is for everyone. And I'm just going to share this morning. If you're a sheep, you got eternal life. I don't believe in eternal life. If you're a sheep, you got it. You ain't got to believe in it, but you got it. Man, when I read this, this hit me right in the face like a ton of bricks. Been preaching for some time now, but man, just when I read it, this redoes my mind. Oh my goodness. John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice. Oh, it's for everyone. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. No, but I can sin enough, preacher, and I can be plucked out. But you're a man. But you're a man. Yeah, but I can, but you're a man. Yeah, but I can, but you're a man. This morning, to have victory in Jesus, number one, you've got to know that you're not able to be perished and that you're not able to be plucked. You know what Satan's wanting to do in this place? He's wanting to pluck a lot of people. He's wanting to pluck a lot of people. It ain't worth it, preacher. It's worth it. It was expensive. He died for you. It's expensive. The life that he's given us is expensive, and it's for everyone. Let me keep reading with you. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What, preacher? What? The hand of Jesus? Watch me right here. I'm going to give you something that's going to help you. I'm going to give you something that's going to help you, going to benefit you for a long time to come. Your hands right here, Jesus' hands right here, he puts you in. They're in my hand. No man's able to pluck them out. And he said, but let me tell you how much stronger this goes. He said, and I'm in my Father's hand. Not only am I in the hand of Jesus, but me and Jesus is in the hand of the Father. If there's anything I ever want to tell you about eternal life is this, is that God loves you everlasting. He don't halfway do nothing. When he does the saving gets done. This morning somebody might want to get out. Say, preacher, I'm tired. And I need to be born. I'm tired of this life. I need to get out and get saved. But what if I can't live it? Good news, you can't live it. Until you're born again, there's no way. It's the blood of Jesus. So there's this young boy got locked up and put in jail. And his bond was $500 cash is all he needed to get out. And the only body he had was his mom. And he called his mom and he said, Mom, this is no life to live in here. I want to be free. Will you get me out? She took a Bible and sent it to him to jail. He got the Bible and he took that Bible and just threw it in the corner. Man, I didn't want a Bible. I wanted money. I didn't want the Bible. I didn't want the truth. Said about 3 days, his mom called and said, Hon, did you get the Bible? Yes. Y'all know how we do. Did you read it? Yes. So, son, if you read it, it ought to help you. Click. A couple days later, he calls her. Mom, are you going to get me out? Hon, did you get your Bible? Yes. Did you read it? Click. 6 months later, he finally spent his time and got out. And when he went to leave, he grabbed that old Bible and just put it in his bag, you know, cleaned up yourself. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Just cleaned up yourself. I hope you never have to clean up your cell on this side. Maybe your heart, the cell of your heart, get it, let God clean it up. I said as he got home, the mother asked him, said, son, he was ill when he come in, mad. Didn't like what she had told him about the Bible. Just mad. Said, son, did you read your Bible while you was in jail? Yes, mother. She said, son, I'm going to ask you again, did you read your Bible while you was locked up and in jail? Yes, mother. She said, son, you didn't read your Bible. Yes, I did. She said, no, son, you didn't read your Bible. Now, you're going on what everybody else has told you, and you ain't going on the Word of God. Well, Mama said, listen, Mama said, Papa, don't listen, Mama, Papa, ain't uncle. Read your Bible. She said, son, where's your Bible? And he said, it's in my bag, Mama. She went in there where that Bible was, and when she opened it up, the first five books of the Bible, every time it started, she had a $100 bill taped to it. Every time. And she opened that Bible up and said, you didn't have to stay in it as long as you thought. You had everything you needed right in that Bible, but you wouldn't read it. So you're living under what somebody else has told you, some other else, and you've had to do the time. This morning, I want you to know this by the authority of God's Word. If that book says it, that settles it. It doesn't matter denomination. It doesn't matter what. If that book says it, that settles it. Well, I believe it and that settles it. It don't matter if you believe it or it don't. That settles it if it's in that book. Because the author of that book is not Brother BJ. It's God Almighty. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, men penned down and wrote in that Bible. This morning, I want you to have freedom when you walk out of this place. I want you to have freedom over Satan. I want you to, if you're locked up this morning, I want you to have freedom to an eternal life, to know that that life is everlasting. To know that life that you can have is expensive. It's evident. It's clear. You can see it. And all you got to do is say, I'm one of them every one people. And I want Jesus to come into my heart and live forever. This morning, if you're sitting there this morning and you've never been born again, the Bible says that we must be born again. Without salvation, there is no eternal life. Eternal life is in salvation. Salvation is in Jesus. This morning, if that's you, you battle with that all the days of your life. You remember this, if you don't get nothing else. Oh, Satan can't come against the bloodline. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord God, I love you and I thank you for this scripture. Oh, I thank you for John penning it down there in the book of 1 John. That we may know we have this confidence. Oh, we have this confidence. Lord, my confidence this morning does not rely on me, but it relies in Christ Jesus. There's not one thing that you can do in my life, Father, to prove to me that you love me any more than when you sent Jesus to die on that cross. Lord, whoever's battling this morning that just needs a fresh touch, I pray this morning it'd be the morning. Lord, I pray we say that we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. My sheep hear me, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life. Thank you this morning in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen.